And do it kindly, gentle sirs. It will be pastime passing excellent if he be husbanded with modesty.
My lord, I warrant you we will play our part as he shall think by our true diligence. He is no less than what we say he is.
Take him up gently and to bed with him. And each one to his office when he wakes. Sirrah, go see what trumpet 'tis that sounds. Belike some noble gentleman that means travelling some journey to repose him here. How now? Who is it?
And please your honour, players, that offer service to your lordship.
Bid them come near. Now, fellows, you are welcome.
We thank your honor.
Do you intend to stay with me tonight?
Oh, so please your lordship to accept our duty.
With all my heart. Well, this fellow I remember, since once he played a farmer's eldest son. 'Twas where you wooed the gentlewoman so well. I have forgot your name, but sure that part was aptly fitted and naturally performed.
I think 'twas Soto that your honor means.
'Tis very true. Thou didst it excellent. Well, you are come to me in happy time. The rather, for I have some sport in hand, wherein your cunning can assist me much. There is a lord will hear you play tonight. But I am doubtful of your modesties, lest over-eyeing of his odd behavior, for yet his honor never heard a play. You break into some merry passion, and so offend him. For I tell you, sirs, if you should smile, he grows impatient.
Fear not, my lord. We can contain ourselves were he the veriest antic in the world.
Go, sirrah. Take them to the buttery and give them friendly welcome, every one. Let them want nothing that my house affords. Sirrah, go you to Bartholomew, my page, and see him dressed in all suits like a lady. That done, conduct him to the drunkard's chamber, and call him madam. Do him obeisance. Tell him from me, as he will win my love, he bear himself with honorable action, such as he hath observed in noble ladies unto their lords by them accomplished. Such duty to the drunkard let him do, with soft low tongue and lowly courtesy, and say, what is't your honor will command, wherein your lady and your humble wife may show her duty and make known her love? And then, with kind embracements, tempting kisses, and with declining head into his bosom, bid him shed tears as being overjoyed to see our noble lord restored to health, who for this 7 years hath esteemed him no better than a poor and loathsome beggar. And if the boy have not a woman's gift to rain a shower of commanded tears, an onion will do well for such a shift, which in a napkin being close conveyed shall in despite enforce a watery eye. See this dispatched with all the haste thou canst. Anon I'll give thee more instructions. I know the boy will well usurp the grace, voice, gait, and action of a gentlewoman. I long to hear him call the drunkard husband. And how my men will stay themselves from laughter when they do homage to this simple peasant. I'll in to counsel them. Haply my presence may well abate the over-merry spleen, which otherwise would grow into extremes.
For God's sake, a pot of small ale.
Will please your lordship to drink a cup of sack?
Will please your honor taste of these conserves?
What raiment will your honor wear today?
I am Christophero Sly. Call not me honor nor lordship. I ne'er drank sack of my life. And if you give me any conserves, give me conserves of beef. Ne'er ask me what raiment I'll wear, for I have had no more doublets than backs, no more stockings than legs, nor no more shoes than feet, nay, sometimes more feet than shoes, or such shoes as me toes look to the overleather.
Heaven